British private equity firm Actis said Friday it has acquired two solar projects in India totaling 400 MW from Acme Solar Holdings Limited. The projects are located in Andhra Pradesh and Madhya Pradesh, Actis said in a statement. The emerging markets-focused PE firm bought the assets through its Actis Long Life Infrastructure Fund. Actis, which manages assets in excess of $15 billion across Asia, Africa, and Latin America, did not disclose financial details of the transaction. At least two media reports pegged the deal value around 2,300 crore, $306.5 million. The acquisition comes 2 years after Actis made one of the biggest ever exits in the Indian renewable energy sector when it sold Austro Energy to Sumant Sinha led Renew Power in a $1.6 billion, 10,800 crore rupee, deal in April 2018. That deal had, however, run into regulatory hurdles before it was completed, VC Circle reported in February. The other major asset that Actis continues to own in India is Spring Energy, which has 648 megawatts of operating assets and another 1,100 megawatts in the pipeline. In April last year, Spring Energy had bought the 194 megawatts operating solar energy portfolio of Shapoorji Palanji Infrastructure Capital Company Limited for an undisclosed amount. Sanjeev Agarwal, partner of Actis responsible for its energy and infrastructure business in the region, said the firm will continue to focus on acquisitions and government auctions in India, one of the fastest growing solar markets in the world. The Actis Acme deal comes just days after Ayana Renewable Power Limited, backed by the UK-based development financial institution CDC Group PLC, said it had acquired two solar power plants of 40 MW capacity in Karnataka from First Solar Power India Private Limited. Although Ayana did not divulge the deal value, its chief executive officer and managing director Shivanand Nimbargai told VC Circle over the phone that the enterprise value of the acquired assets was around 210 crore. The latest deal adds to the hectic pace of deal-making in India's renewable energy sector as a number of companies are looking to beef up their generation capacities. Other investors that have bought renewable energy assets this year include Canadian alternative investment firm Brookfield Asset Management Incorporated, US-based private equity firm KKR and Indian financial services conglomerate Edelweiss Group. Brookfield in June inked a deal acquire Emami Power Limited, a solar power-focused company owned by the promoters of the Emami Group. In April, KKR snapped up five solar energy assets from Shapoorji Palanji Infrastructure Capital for $204 million, 1,554 crore rupees. And in January, an infrastructure fund managed by Edelweiss agreed to purchase a 74% stake in French utility ENGIE's solar assets in India. Also read, can Acme Cleantech squeeze past policy and payment woes to avoid liquidity concerns?